The pandemic is putting such a strain on hospitals that nurses are reaching a breaking point. Almost 800 nurses at the St. Mary Medical Center in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, went on strike this week to protest what they describe as unsafe staffing levels. Joining us now is Jim Gentile. He's a nurse at St. Mary Medical Center and a member of the Pennsylvania Association of Staff Nurses and Allied Professionals. Jim, thanks for making time for us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And what are the conditions inside the hospital that have led you to walk out?
So we have been a union for over a year, about 14 months, and we started negotiations on a contract this time last year. COVID hit, and we suspended our contract negotiations. And then when our numbers went down appreciably, the end of June, beginning of July, we urged them to get back to the bargaining table so we can get a contract. All summer long, they made no movement. Our COVID numbers doubled in the last 2 weeks. And they've still made no movement on our contract. And we said to them, this is urgent now. We've been telling you for 3 years we need more nurses. And we're telling you now it's critical. I mean, we're in the uptick. And we need nurses desperately.
How short-staffed are you? And when you're facing a staffing shortage, how does it affect the quality of care that patients are getting in the pandemic?
Every patient that comes into the hospital deserves to have a nurse. So if the ratios, instead of one nurse to four patients or one nurse to six or seven patients. Last weekend, it was one nurse to eight patients in one unit. When one person starts to get sick, and we call a crash, when their condition deteriorates rapidly, you have to be with that patient. And you could be with that patient up to 2 hours. Well, during those 2 hours, the other six patients are not getting any attention. You know, when you're doing that, the other ones can crash too, and no one's there for them. So when you spread us so thin, there's no way we can have eyes on all of those patients at the same time.
Look, I understand you must be exhausted. The work you're describing sounds really difficult. But why are you striking now when the virus is surging across the country and there are people in the hospital who are relying on you now more than ever, but you're not there?
Right. So we're striking now because it hasn't hit critical yet. And we know it's going to hit critical. We know the numbers are probably going to double in the next 2 weeks. And that's why we're saying we need staff now.
Jim, the ratios you've described already sound really bad, though. So, I mean, do you think that your strike would put patients' lives in danger?
No, they did not. So what happened is the doctors themselves have said, we're not going to bring our electives in here right now during this strike. They've brought in 185 nurses. We don't know. Have these nurses been quarantined? Have these nurses been tested? We were asking for testing for ourselves, and they said only if you have symptoms. So some of our nurses in the last 2 weeks have become COVID positive, and they're out. And we are in the same break room eating lunch. Of course, we're 6 feet apart without our masks on, but we asked to be tested just because we were at high risk. And they said, only if you have symptoms. So now they bring in 185 nurses to replace us. And we're like, they're from all over the country. They've had 5 days notice to get here. I'm sure they're not quarantined. And I don't know if they've been tested.
Trinity Health System, the owner of your hospital, furloughed 12% of its staff earlier this year, cut executive pay as well. Is it realistic to expect in these very difficult times for hospitals that they can afford to bring on new nurses?
Well, they can afford to bring in 185 replacement nurses at $110 an hour per nurse, putting them up for lodging and food and transportation. So if they can afford to do that, they can certainly afford to compensate the nurses and bring more nurses in. Especially at this time.
When do you think you'll be going back to work?
Sunday morning, I hope.
When you do go back, how will you prepare yourself for the long weeks and months ahead in this winter? It's going to be tough, as you say.
Yeah, it's tough. Listen, we're the ones who wore the PPE for 12 hours straight until there was ridges on our faces. We know what it's going to take, and we're prepared for that. We do all have a little bit of PTSD. I can do it without equipment. I can do it without the comforts. But I need extra hands. When I'm in one room, all gowned and gloved, and helping a patient prone them because their lungs are doing so crappy and they're crashing, the person next to them, the same thing's happened to them, and I can't be in two rooms at one time. We need, and this has happened. This is a real-life story. I was on night shift in the spring, and it sounds bizarre, but I've wrapped and done more post-mortem care on bodies in 2 months than I did in 25 years of nursing. And we can't let that happen again. All right, I know some people are going to die because of their comorbidities, their age, etc. But they shouldn't be dying alone.
You know, I'm sure you've seen the news. We've gotten some pretty good headlines about a vaccine from both Moderna and Pfizer recently. Their vaccines appear to be, though not approved, 95% effective. Do you see a light at the end of the tunnel here with this crisis?
So absolutely. Couple things are going for us in this as we head towards this spike again. We now know some of the things that we need to do early on that will prevent the mortality that we saw in the spring. We have the PPE, finally. So we're really hopeful, and these vaccines are right around the corner, so really hopeful. But there's still going to be many people that die that don't need to die because there's not enough nurses to prone them, to give them the breathing treatments, to get them the nourishment they need. You know, you need people in there taking care of these extremely sick people, because by the time they get to the hospital, they are really sick.
Jim Gentile, a nurse at St. Mary's Medical Center in Pennsylvania, on strike over the working conditions at that hospital. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
We did ask the hospital for a comment. A spokesperson for Trinity Health says it is laser-focused on caring for patients during the pandemic and that the replacement nurses working now are experienced, skilled, and meet all COVID-related safety requirements. The spokesperson went on to say that Trinity Health is committed to negotiating in good faith to reach a fair contract.